Right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go. This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now. Did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. This episode is brought to you by Lightstream.
Lightstream is the nation's premier online consumer lender. They offer low interest fixed rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for practically any purpose.
We thank them for making our show a possibility. We really do.
We really do.
I am a lesbian.
Black queer human being.
We are two gay dads.
I am a transgender man.
Trans woman.
Bisexual, non-binary, single parent by choice.
Can I ever have nice things? I just want nice things.
He just got spit up on.
Namaste.
Hi, E.
Hi, Jay.
And namaste. We need a lot of namaste in our lives right now. Yes. Namaste home and drink some wine. Ooh. And also namaste. I need to meditate more. That's my New Year's resolution in fucking November. That's what I'm talking about.
It's necessary.
Especially with Z as our guest. Z's making me think about, you know, my spiritual self, if you will, and how I need to get more back in touch with my spiritual side. I need to do some meditating. That's the extent of my spirituality. I meditate, and I need to get back to it.
I do too.
Oh my God, I'm book a session with Z.
I know, God, right? Oh, I need a healing session. I used to do Reiki. Yeah. I used to go to a healer.
Who's got the time?
Who's got the time? Shit, who's got the time? Who's got the money?
Speaking of time and money, what's going on with you right now, E?
Well, Bradshaw Creative Services, my brick and mortar acting studio, you know, creative and performing arts studio, it has taken on an additional 1,200 square feet of space.
OMG.
Six new rooms.
Okay.
So I'll have the ability to do more classes. I'm doing a lot more partnerships. Maybe my good friend Jay Kelton, Broadway sensation, could come in and do a musical theater class in the new year. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've left that life behind.
No. It's so much work. I have to make money. I'm in a little bit of panic mode because this expansion wasn't planned. Like, the space came available. It's a beautiful upgraded space. You probably can see behind me. It's very different. And it's exactly what I need, but it came exactly when I wasn't prepared for it to come. And there was a choice. Take it or leave it. Like, what do you do?
You don't have to tell me about unexpected transitions that were thrust upon you. Trust me. You don't have to tell me about that. I know all about it. And it is an uphill climb with many twists and turns, as you well know, in our experience. Mm-hmm. I know all about trying to make it work and how scary it is and how hard it is. So I feel you.
Yeah.
I just need a team so I can be like, can you research this for me? Because I don't have the time and I don't know how. And also my children are hanging off of me. So
why is there no school this week?
There's 2 days. They're killing us.
No, we have no school the whole fucking week.
You have no school
at
all?
No fucking school. They canceled.
Why?
Because people hate us as parents. It's a never-ending battle. And I got to say, this is the moment where I am enjoying the whole divorcee because it's not my week.
Whatever.
And he's actually going to Florida with his other household. So he's having a whole wonderful adventure, getting enriched. And I am child free this week outside of, you know, the constant worry about him because I don't get the contact that I want to know that all's well. But
I would like to be able to not have my kids for a night or two, but I would also want, I don't know, I would miss them. So I don't envy you. I know it's not easy.
It's not.
But sometimes when I'm thinking about the fact that you're child free on a weekend, I do envy you. I'm not going to lie, E. I do.
But it's also not only the being child-free, like he's a full-ass 11 and his transition away from me has been really brutal because I miss him. He was the snuggliest, sweetest little juicy baby who was on me all the time. He wouldn't get off me. He didn't want to be in the room outside. Like he would bring all of his toys. He would pull his big ass toy box wherever I was, be it kitchen, be it bathroom. He'd dump his shit. He just wanted to play where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to beg for him to play chess with me and he only wants to do one game. I have to beg to watch a movie. I have to beg and say, can we play video games? And I'm starting to feel like a stalker because he is really like, I mean, I will if you make me, but I don't want to right now. And I'm like, what do you fucking say? I miss my baby boy. And now he beats his chest and he says, I'm the man of the house. And I'm like, there's no man in this house.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Completely different from my life. There's always a child on me if they're home. Parenting is hard.
Parenting
is so hard. I guess they do tell you that. They tell you that. But you don't hear it until you have the kids. And then you're like, why didn't anybody fucking tell me?
Right.
This shit is hard. Listen, we realize this is the week after the elections for you.
Oh, yes,
like the elections have happened. We're recording this before the elections have happened.
Right.
So we're not trying not to talk about it. We just don't know what. We're just sending good juju out into the world that it was good for us LGBTQ folks.
Yes.
Like the outcomes were good across the nation. But we are also very excited. This week we're talking with Kira Johnson from the National LGBTQ Task Force to come in and talk to us about the results of the election. And that episode will be dropping soon. So be on the lookout for that. It's super exciting and really like sending the good juju out. And if you're all sad right now, I'm so sorry.
I know. And I'm so
we're going to get through this.
We're going to get through this together. I mean, we got through Trunk. You know, I refuse to say that person's name properly.
I don't want to go through that again.
Anyway, we've had technical difficulties today, y'all. We have had a time and a chore, but we did it.
We sure have.
And we made it work.
We're working on it. We do realize that the sound in this episode is kind of wonky, too. We're having technical difficulties because we're working on it.
Yes.
Folks. So stick with
us. But in the meantime, while we were doing all of our shenanigans, we have a new Patreon member.
We do.
That's exciting. Hello.
We have to say a very special thank you.
Hello, Carissa Macione.
Macione. It sounds like Carissa Macione.
Carissa Macione.
Like, I want to be like, Carissa, what is up, girl? Like, I don't know if you're a girl either. Carissa Macione, you rock. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I love that name.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your patron joinership.
So what we're doing now is releasing our entire intro outro video on Patreon at the gestational carrier level and up. And you can check that out, behind the scenes, raw footage of E&J trying to get their lives together. And what else? What else? What else we want to say about Patreon?
What else we want to say about Patreon is we need you all to keep our Patreon going. Like we said, we're making big changes. We got big things coming. We got raw footage. And coming probably next month or so, we're going to start having date night Fridays for our Patreons, where we're going to get a bottle of wine. And speaking of which, Jay, I have some in my work refrigerator. And I got to tell you, as soon as I get lunch, I'm drinking wine. I just can't.
Okay.
I try.
Get it.
I try.
Go for it.
But date nights will be me and Jay in our locations, maybe at times together.
And all of you Patreons.
Only through Patreon, giving you the real, real. You'll have private time. You'll be able to ask us questions in the chat. And, you know, it's going to be fucking fabulous. So join now, because, of course, rates are going to go up for 2023. And it's going to cost y'all more to be our best friends on the internet.
I don't know if that's true. But, yeah, get over there and join patreon.com/ovariestalk. This is a business meeting on an intro.
I think, you're right.
All right, let's talk about, this is part two of Z.
Part two of Z.
Oh, God. Last week, we released part one of Z's story, which tells of how Z and their ex had twins via IVF, and they fostered a bunch of kids and adopted one of them, that's their daughter, leaving them with three kids in the course of a year. So that was last week. Now,
today,
what happens?
Today, Z talks about doing reciprocal IVF to creating child number four, but that's not all. This pregnancy ended up causing Z to have a spiritual awakening that led them to becoming clairaudient. If you don't know what clairaudient is, look up clairvoyance, then look up clairaudient, and you'll figure it out.
Spirit talks to them. We said this last week, but we literally sat there with our mouths agape. We couldn't, like, we were like, what?
Yeah.
And then Z's like, your grandma. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. And like, all right. So, but also we should say trigger warning here. Suicide does come up a couple of times in this discussion. And if this is something you're sensitive to, feel free to fast forward through those parts or don't listen. We totally get it.
Absolutely.
And we are also going to be including a link to the Suicide Prevention Resource Center in our show notes.
Yes.
Without further ado, I do believe we should tell those love nuts over in the corner to roll that tape. Helen and Beulah are really... You know what? You know who benefited in this transition? Helen and fucking Beulah.
Helen and Beulah.
They're two peas in a pot.
Okay. It's Beulah. All right. It's been fun to me. So I'm going to tell Helen to roll the tape. I heard you tell me to roll the tape. All right,
oh
baby.
My God.
Roll the tape.
We still have not gotten to your fourth kid. Because there's a whole...
Oh, yeah. So my ex-wife got pregnant and was pregnant with the twins, and I never wanted to carry. It just didn't feel right. I wasn't connected to my body in that sort of way. But something happened when my ex was pregnant. I was really invested and involved in the process. Like, I screened every donor. I went to every appointment. I asked every question. I read every book. I drew every fucking chalkboard every week. The baby is the size of a can of tomato. Like everything you could imagine. That was me. So I was like really invested. And I don't know, something happened where I was like, well, I want that. You know, I want this experience. I want to feel like this connection. I don't know. I felt this like intense urge to have a baby. And, I know now in hindsight, when I share with you, like my awakening story, cause it happened when I delivered my son. I understand now the urgency, behind having to have a baby the moment that I had him. So like I said, we had 9 embryos. My wife transferred 2. There was 7 left. Mm-hmm. When our twins were about 3 months old, I said to my wife, you know, I think I had a change of heart. I want to get pregnant.
Wow.
And she was like, all right. We didn't want our kids like too spaced out. We wanted them 18 months to about a year apart. I have 5 siblings and we're all like in a row. And my ex-wife and her one brother are 5 years apart and they're very disconnected. My siblings and I are like intrusively close, like get out of my life kind of close. And so this was a thing that like I always loved about growing up and she missed and wanted. And so it was important for us for our kids to be close in age. So my daughter was already 7 years older than them and we didn't want to wait much longer. So I also, you know, I was almost 300 pounds then. I was 270 pounds at that point before I got pregnant.
I got to pause you. I got to pause. See, we have that in, I was 335 pounds and I had weight loss surgery. We Same. Have to meet what? In person. Z, this Same. Is business. Z, when you come yep. to Jersey, Same. Let's go. You got
to Oh, awesome. Absolutely.
I'm told, I don't joke about
Done. It. Say less. So yeah, so I was almost 300 pounds. I have PCOS. So like my hormones are kind of like all over the place. And I was like, I know, and I've always known that it's going to take me a long time to get pregnant. And like, I don't want to wait that long. So let's boogie. And basically we went to the doctor, we called the doctor and they were like, after your next cycle, when you start your next cycle, come on in, we'll do it. We'll start all the testing, do all the things, get you on hormones, la, la, la. We get there. The fertility doctor that we used is like a center of excellence in like the country. And so they don't play. They're aggressive. If you want to get pregnant and you're over 35, like this is the place that you go. Like they're not playing. Their numbers are top notch shit. I got my period. I went in like the next day or the day after and had like a hysterosalpingogram. And then I had a hysterosonogram like a couple of days later. They were like, all right, you're going to take this birth control. You're going to take this other pill and this other pill. You're going to come back every couple of days. Then we're going to give you this shot. And then you're in. We're going to do your because transfer. I'm like, doing, wait.
Because you're doing reciprocal
IVF, a frozen embryo transfer with my wife's egg and the same donor as the twin.
Right. So they have to shut your system down in order to get you ready.
Right.
To
correct.
Inseminate. Right. Exactly.
Mimic pregnancy, basically, so that the lining in my uterus would get thick enough to kind of like hold the egg in place. And so, yeah, worked on the first fucking try.
Wow. Holy shit. You were meant.
And I knew it.
Pregnant.
I knew it. It was so bizarre. And this leads into my awakening. Because from the moment that I got pregnant, like I kid you not, I had never in my life been so in tune with my body. In fact, I've always been really disconnected from my body. I never wanted my body, loved my body, felt uncomfortable in my body until the moment that I got pregnant. And I knew that like it wasn't my body anymore, basically. Mm. Like it was this tiny being's body that I had to protect and take care of and like the way that my guides showed me later on when I asked them like, what the fuck happened to me? They were clear that like my heart expanded exponentially in like a way that it had never opened before. And when you're in such a high frequency, like I said, we're magnets, right? Source, God, spirit, our loved ones that have passed on, they're at like 1,000 frequency. Right. And us as humans, we're so dense. We carry so much pain, so much trauma, anger. Our frequency is really low. And the more we can loosen some of that pain and anger, the higher we vibrate, the closer we are to spirit. And from the moment that I got pregnant, I started vibrating higher and I started connecting with spirit without even knowing. Wow. And I knew immediately that I was pregnant. I had such intense awareness of everything that was going on around me. The second that I got onto the train, like 3 or 4 days after my transfer, I could smell everything. I knew who put cologne on that morning, who had a cigarette, and they could be sitting on the other side. And I would like, no, I was like getting nauseated all the time. And I called my ex and I was like, I think I'm going to take a test. I think I'm pregnant. They're like, Z, it's been 4 days, chill out. And I'm like, no, I kid you not, I'm pregnant. I know
it. But you guys
are married
at this point, right? You're together and married at this point. Okay.
Also with IVF, the wait time is shorter, right? So
correct. Because it was already a 5-day embryo. Yeah. So within another 5 to 7 days, you can test and usually there's something on the test.
Or you aren't at that point, right? Right.
Yeah. At this point in time, I was working at Grand Central and there was a Rite Aid downstairs from the building that I was working in. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going. That's it. And I went, grabbed a test, went back to my office, peed on a stick. And I was like, no fucking way. And I looked down and I like took a picture of it And I was like, no, you can't see it. Trying to get like every angle you possibly could, finding the light. And I'm like, I swear to God, that's a line. Something said, edit the picture. And I go into like edit and I make it black and white. As sure as shit, you can see a clear line on it. And I sent it to my ex-wife and I was like, I told you. And she was like, nope, I don't believe it. Like, it's a squinter. I barely see it. Like, it could be, you know, a mistake. And then that night she actually went to CVS and bought a digital test. And I took it the next morning, and within like 30 seconds, it was like pregnant.
You were like, super huge pregnant.
And clear. I was like hella pregnant. Yeah. And I should have known, because the women in my family are a bunch of fertile myrtles. Like, they can't even look at semen because then they're pregnant. Like,
so how'd it go?
The first 3 months were awful.
Mine too.
I was nauseated the whole time. Ooh. And I never vomited, but I was just nauseated. And it was also like, I found out that I was pregnant in June. So my ex and my in-laws, they have a boat. And we would go out, and it was like peak of the summer, like when you're nauseated and you're exhausted, and then like the heat, and you're on a boat, and you've got 2 5-month-old infants, right? Mm-hmm. That are, and here's the other thing, my wife was like trying to nurse. I induced lactation so that I could help her nurse them. Yeah. And so the whole time she was pregnant, I was taking birth control and domperidone to like, so it's like a GI medication, but it, like lactation is like a side effect of it. And so I was totally taking that plus birth control. It was nuts. And pumping like around the clock, like as if I were nursing a baby. So like every 3 hours, I had to pump on every 15 minutes to stimulate my breast. Yeah. So I ended up like nursing them. I was getting like a little tiny bit of milk, but then I had the supplemental nursing system for like bonding stuff. It was insane. So we had like these babies.
Hold on. Okay. The award, because they had a conversation. The lactation specialist said, we can get you to lactate.
Oh, to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I'm okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. How was labor? Did you push it out?
I did. My son came almost 3 months early. He was born at 29 weeks. So my mom was on vacation. I was talking to her on the phone that night. This was December 16th.
That's my birthday.
2015. You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Holy shit.
I was calling my mom, and it's unusual for me to be on the phone with her for like 3 hours. I barely call her. And at the end, she was like, all right, honey, well, I'm going to go to bed. And la la la. I was like, yeah, okay. She's like, how you feeling though? You're all right. And I was like, you know, mom, feel a little weird. Oh. Feel a little weird. She's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't know. I'm having like these sharp pains like down in my belly, but I don't think it's contractions because it's, you know, they're sporadic. They're just like whenever. And when my ex was pregnant, you know, she had a double gestation. She was on bed rest after 22 weeks because she was having contractions through the entire end of her pregnancy. So for me, it was just sort of like, oh, well, this is not unusual, right? Mm-hmm. But that night I was tossing and turning the whole night, and I kept like waking up and having like a lot of pain in my lower back. So I like roused my ex, and I said, I feel a little weird. And she was like, well, what's going on? So I explained to her, and then she's like, I think maybe you're just like having gas or like Braxton Hicks. You're at 29 weeks, normal. Call the doctor in the morning. And I was like, actually, I have an appointment at 10 tomorrow. She was like, all right, well, check in then. Woke up maybe 6 in the morning, couldn't sleep anymore, started having pain. I look at the clock. I'm like, 6:38, have a pain. I'm like, 6:48, have a pain, 6:58. I'm like, you know what? At this point, my wife had already left for work because she opened the center at 6:30. So she had left at like 5:45.
And you have the twins.
And I had the twins. My mother-in-law was supposed to come over because I had an appointment at 10, but she lived 2 buildings down from us. So I called her right away and I was like, you know, I'm not feeling great. And now that I think about it, I haven't felt the baby move all morning. So I think I need to get to the doctor like now. She was like, all right, I'm coming over right now. So she ran over. I show up at my doctor's office an hour and a half before my scheduled appointment, like throw my hands on the desk, slam my hands on the desk. I'm like, I need an ultrasound now. I haven't felt my baby all morning. I'm having pain. It's on time every 8 minutes, right? And they're like, okay, relax. They call my doctor. My doctor pulls me in. I'm like crying now. I'm like, I need an ultrasound. Nobody's listening to me. My hormones are like all over the place. And they're like, just have a seat. We're going to set you up with a machine. It'll be fine. I'm just going to monitor. About 10 minutes later, the doctor comes in and they're like, all right, you've had 2 contractions in 10 minutes. We have to get you to the hospital. So I'm like, what? I drove myself, right? In my minivan going 95 on the highway at the beginning of a snowstorm.
Yes.
I was talking to my best friend, like FaceTiming her in Texas, and we're just like talking, and she's like, you're fine, just breathe, focus on the road, slow down, like don't get pulled over, you're having a baby, the baby's not coming in the car, don't worry, you're fine. I get to the hospital, they knew I was coming immediately, like they put me in a wheelchair, roll me over to one of the rooms, set me up in the machine. My contractions are about 3.5 minutes apart at this point. And they're like, okay, we're going to tell you right now, I'm going to check you. She checked me. She's like, all right, so you're 100% effaced, right? You are about 4 centimeters dilated. So we're going to keep you. We're going to take care of a couple of things. We're going to give you surfactant to help the baby's lungs. We're going to do all of these things, la, la, la. This was maybe 11 a.m. My son was born at 4:53 p.m. So not even like 6-7 hours later, he was there. But I was having... hit my water, hadn't broken. I was 100% effaced. My son was crowning. I was 10 centimeters dilated. I was having contractions for 30 seconds every minute to minute and a half for the better part of 3 hours because they didn't want me to push since he was 12 weeks early. My water hadn't broken, right? And they were concerned that he would go into distress. So at one point I was like, listen, I'm playing with y'all. It's about to be Christmas. My mom's not here. My sisters are on their way. My wife's at like her second day of work. She's like trying to get here as fast as she can in the middle of a snowstorm. And you're telling me I'm about to have this baby. And this is where my awakening happened. I prayed like I have never prayed in my life. I was so sincere and so honest when I said, if there is a fucking God out there, like you will take me. And you will leave this baby. You hear me? I'm not playing. And the doctor came in and was like, all right, listen, you're in a lot of pain. I see it on the monitor. You ready to push? If your water doesn't break, I'll break it for you. And then we'll just go from there. Ooh. And my sister had one leg. My wife had finally arrived and had the other leg. Mm. And the doctor said the next contraction, breathe and push. Breathe and hold your breath. And then the next contraction is going to come right away. You're going to push and don't stop pushing until we tell you to stop. And I don't know what happened. A healer said to me, it was like you were having a near-death experience in reverse. And I started pushing my son and I felt his head come out. And the doctor said, okay, here we go. Next contraction, you're going to push. Don't stop. And the next contraction came, I took a deep breath and I pushed and I pushed and I pushed and I couldn't breathe and I was crying and my entire field of vision went blank and I got washed over in this like golden light and I felt this like buzzing on my entire body and I just stopped and I couldn't help but smile and I just knew immediately that my son was okay. I knew he was fine. And within a few seconds, I pushed him out. I felt his shoulders come out and he started crying pretty immediately. And he was born with his eyes wide open, looking around the entire room. And the second that he put eyes on me and my wife, he stopped crying. And they put him right on my chest and everyone just sort of like backed up. And we got to hold him for a little while before they took him to the NICU. But for the next year... he was 3 pounds, 9 ounces. Mm-hmm. If I would have a full term baby, he would have been easily 10 to 12 pounds. Yeah, easily. And he was 19 inches. He was breathing on his own from the beginning. He had a CPAP for like 2 days before they took it out. And then they just gave him like the nasal tube. Yep. My son left the hospital, Austin.
Austin. Okay, Austin. We speak you, Austin. Okay, oh God.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, and he's actually bigger than the other ones. He's bigger than my twins. He left the hospital 6 weeks before his due date, weighing a whole pound more than my twins left a week after their due date.
You know what, E?
What's up, Jay?
Well, I'll tell you what. Interest rates are still on the rise. Did you know that?
Oh my gosh. No, I didn't.
Well, I will say that Z's story makes me realize how many uncertainties there are actually in life. Like, your life can change overnight, literally. Facts. And it makes me think about how important it is, especially for us LGBTQ folks, to make sure our finances are in order in case something wild happens, like, I don't know, divorce, like, or ending up with four kids all of a sudden. I mean, really?
Right. All of a sudden, four kids. Lord Jesus. Anyway, apparently, with interest rates on the rise, now is the time to leverage a good credit score, if you've got one, and consolidate your debt before interest rates get too high.
Yes, take care of your debt before something unexpected occurs and you're stuck with a bunch of debt and new expenses. Like I said, four kids.
Ooh, child. Or divorce, like you said. You know, I've been there, done that. If this resonates with you, we've got something for you. Pay off your credit cards faster with a low fixed rate loan from LightStream.
Yes, a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 6.99% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/OCT.
That's LightStream.com/OCT.
Disclaimer, subject to credit approval, rates range from 6.99% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit.
Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/OCT for more information.
Boom.
Do it.
Now. Get it.
For the next year, after my son was born, I started having these really like wild experiences where like it sounded like someone was calling my name and I'd be like, what do you want? And my wife would be like, what the hell are you talking about? Nobody's talking to you. I would hear people like running upstairs, but the apartment was vacant, we found out, and like no one was up there. It would sound like there was a bug in my ear. Like it would go like that, like a mosquito or a fly flew in my ear. My ear would get like this high pitched like frequency and buzzing. And I didn't know what it was. I would get near people and some people, which I know now is like their vibration was lower, would make me like physically ill. And after a while I started cause I was working in Grand Central. After a while I would walk through Grand Central and I would feel things or like hear a lot of whispering and I would like turn around and I thought maybe someone was talking to me, but like no one, I mean everyone was there, but like no one was there like talking to me specifically. And so I was going to a therapist. So part of my story is that like I had severe OCD, clinically diagnosed. I tried to take my own life several times because it was debilitating. So I stopped my life for 2.5 years while I checked myself into a psychiatric hospital for about 2.5 months. And then I did an outpatient DBT treatment program for 22 months, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, group therapy, art therapy, like all of these things. So I had a lot of awareness about my emotions and kind of like what was going on for me and my anxiety. I had a really good grasp on it. So when I started feeling all of these things, like being around people, I'm like, what the fuck is going on with me? Like this shit ain't mine. So I started going to therapy again. And after like a year, my therapist is like, listen, you have like really intense awareness. Like what? Like the only thing I can really recommend or suggest is like, I don't know, maybe energy healing or like speaking to like a spiritual healer. Like I wouldn't normally recommend that, but this feels kind of aligned. It wasn't until months later that I realized that she had every fucking crystal you could possibly imagine, like every geode, everything. But you know, when you're not in tuned or aligned with that stuff, you're not seeing it. You're not paying attention to it. It's not in your auric field. So I started researching some stuff and I came across this psychic and he would write things. And a couple of months later, post a link to it, edit the post and say, hey, it happened, y'all. It happened again. And it would be like, a mass shooting in California, and he would pinpoint the city, the amount of people that would die, like all of these things. And I was like, this is the guy. This is the guy I got to talk to. This is the guy who's going to tell me what the hell is wrong with me. So I emailed him. I paid the money, set up an appointment, had my session. First thing he says to me, he's like, got to tell you something. You ready? I'm like, sure. He's like, you're a clairaudient. I'm like, what the hell is that? And he gave me three examples in my life when spirit had spoken to me clearly. So you know how clairvoyance, you can see clearly. Clairaudience, you can hear clearly. And the three examples that this man told me, there's no way you can Google this information. I believed it fully. I felt it in my entire being. He told me all of these things so clearly. And he said, listen, it's real. If you sit and you meditate, they will show themselves clearly. And I believed him. Every hair on my body stood up. I was like, no, this is the truth right here. I know it. So for the next 3 days, I meditated like on the train, commuting to work, 45 minutes, like trying to quiet my mind. And I just couldn't. Like it was so busy and there was so much stuff going on. My divorce was starting to like come, like we were separating and my kids and all this craziness. And the fourth day, had some shit go down at work. I came home. I'm like, nobody talk to me. Leave me alone. Taking a shower. Jump in the shower. I just start like listening to the water. And next thing I know, I'm getting washed over in this golden light. And I'm like, I know this. Like, what is happening to me? And it was so clear. My neck started pulsing like on the left side. My ear got this like really high pitched frequency that like I kind of had to like hold my ears and shut my eyes to like get rid of it. And it just sounded really clear. And it was like, we're here. We've always been here. And I was like, what the whole entire fuck? We? Who the hell is we? And all of this is like happening in my head, right? And like, I'm having a conversation with myself because it sounds like me, but I know it's not. I know it's not. So I'm like, we, who the hell is we? And clear as shit, I hear, Susan, James, Kyle, Evelyn, Evelyn, Evelyn. And my body started vibrating and I just dropped to my knees and I started sobbing, my head and my hands. And all I could say was, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And like in a nanosecond's worth of time, I kid you not, like a snap second, they showed me all of these moments in my life when they had like shown up for me. And like they took the wheel the time I had fallen asleep on my drive home from American Idol audition where I hadn't slept for 3 days. Like all of these moments they had shown me in my life where they had saved me and they were so clear what my mission was this lifetime. And since that moment, it's sort of like taken off. My heart was racing out of my chest and like, I didn't know what to do. I was freaking out. And like, I just screamed. I was like, Chris, Chris, to my wife. She like ran into the bathroom. She's like, oh my God, like, what the hell? Are you okay? Is everything okay? And I'm like, I grabbed her hand and I threw it on my chest. I'm like soaking wet. My heart is, you can see it visibly. It's pumping out of my chest. She's like, oh my God, like what's wrong with you? This like look of concern. And I'm like, you're not going to believe me. I'm not crazy. Today is Thursday. It's 6:30 p.m. I just got home from work. I work here. I work there. This is what I did today. These are my kids' names. This is everything. I'm fine. But I heard voices in my head. And she's like, okay. Okay. And I'm like, it's my guides. I swear I'm not fucking crazy. Like her aunt, right? This is the crazy shit. Her aunt has been a shamanic healer for over 30 years. She owns two retreat centers. She hosts Thanksgiving dinner there every year for the 10 plus years we were together. And I would always say, I ain't going to that fucking crazy lady house. She got crystals and fancy rocks everywhere. She'd be burning sticks. She'd be talking all this woo-woo stuff. I ain't going over there. She crazy. No. Oh, that was the first person. That was the first person I apologized
to. Absolutely.
The first person. I went over there and I said, help me. I humbled myself so hugely because of all the shit I had talked about this lady being crazy and some Woodstock hippie crazy person burns sticks for fun and for a living. That sounds bananas to me. And I went there and I was like, I'm so help me. What is happening to me? I don't understand. And like, what do I do with this? And she told me about my guides and who my guides were. And I started hearing Susan's like real name, her full name. And I just Googled it and I found her mom. And her mom, it was very clear to me, she had committed suicide. And that's why we were so connected. Then I found a meditation group. And in that meditation group, it just took off. All these energies connected, everybody raising the frequency at the same time. During the meditations, I would get really still, but I was having these like wild, intense flashes of things. And it started, that's when the mediumship started showing up because the flashes would show me things and I didn't know what they meant. So when we would share what our meditations were like in the circle, I would say it and people would be like, oh, that's my husband. Oh, that's my sister. Oh, that's my dog, right? And so I started practicing there and just asking people if it was all right. And eventually over time, just found all the different the healing modalities that I'm like connected to and I've always been connected to. And since then it's kind of taken off and I have a pretty big following and a huge clientele. My moon circles sort of sell out. And yeah, it's been really powerful.
We are about to be, I was just thinking, do you think you could come on and do some, oh my gosh, I would, I feel like
I don't know why you don't have your own TV show and movie.
I mean, I feel like we need to meet in person. That's what I want to do.
Oh, we will.
I've been talking about a healer and I have healers in my life. I've been before, but I haven't been vibrating and I wanted a person of color was important to me. It was very important to me. So, well, you know, now you got a client.
Yeah.
Cause
and the lovely thing is, you know, I'm just going to say this cause I feel like it's really important and people need to hear this. Ancestral and generational trauma is real, specifically for people of color and people in the LGBTQ community. So I make it my business to offer rates for BIPOC folk and QPOC folk, LGBTQ folk that they can manage with their pockets because we really need the healing. I say it all the time. It's in our DNA. There's a reason why people of color are terrified of dogs and water. Okay. Think about a couple hundred years ago, what was going on with us. It's in our DNA. We need real healing. And the ones that are available for that shit, because that's another thing, right? We've been told we fine. Ain't nothing wrong with us. We good. We strong. We tough. You better man up, essentially. Right. Mm-hmm. And like black and brown folks, that are really into healing, I'm here to support that fully because all we're really trying to do is stop the ancestral and generational trauma, perpetuating that shit with our kids, giving them some old bullshit that they have to fight with and contend with when we can just make their lives easier by being real and being honest, being truthful and compassionate. And so that's a real message, you know, for people of color and for the white folks out there, support your friends who are of color, support your queer friends, ask them questions, listen to them and ask them what you can do to help facilitate some of this movement for them. It is huge to do it together, right? Because y'all got trauma too. Y'all are not your ancestors, okay?
I hope that white people hear that you are not your ancestors.
You have choices for
all of us.
I'm hearing you. But wait, 1,000%. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at on Instagram at Soul Mama Magic with a K. And if you do want to reach out and talk a little bit about some healing, you can get me on my email, soulmamamagicwithak@gmail.com. And I look forward to connecting with some folks.
Z, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. This has been beautiful.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Z, I love Z.
Z is amazing.
I mean, can you imagine having a spiritual awakening like that? Like in the shower and it's like intense. It's intense. I love Z.
I love Z too. Let's get more Z. I don't know how it's
going to
happen.
We need more Z in our life. We're going to figure that out. But also, listen, the holidays are coming up. It is that time of year, and it is really a great time of year to represent our LGBTQIA++ families.
Yes.
All the gear. So go to our merch store. We have new designs. You can put them on so many things. T-shirts, mugs, notebooks, face masks, laptop cases. You name it, we have it. Go take a design, put it on something, and represent.
Yes.
Go do that. Just go to our website, www.overeasttalk.com, and get that merch.
And don't forget, I know everybody's doing their holiday gift getting, and you should buy the book, If These Ovaries Could Talk, The Things We Learn About Making an LGBTQ Family, that Jay her former co-host Robin Hopkins wrote together. You can get it wherever you can buy books. It's chock full of stories and anecdotes and all this stuff like you heard today on today's episode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, think of it as a handy dandy side book to the podcast. It's beautiful. It's a great holiday gift.
It's a great holiday gift. But so is Patreon. You know you can gift Patreon?
You can?
Yes.
Okay, so that's another gift for somebody. Yes. Give people the gift of the ovaries on the Patreon.
Amen.
Go to patreon.com/ovariestalk to sign up, and you're going to get bonus content, video episodes dropped a day early, and little perks like that. Go check us out.
Yes.
Don't forget to check us out on social media. We are Ovaries Talk on all of the platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And TikTok, Ovaries Talk.
Yes, the TikToks. I'm getting to know the TikToks.
Here's my call to action for all of you. Not like we don't ask you to do enough, but can everybody just stop what they're doing and please rate and review our podcast? I want to get like 100 more reviews. That's what I want. It's so simple. You just go to your podcast app, you click review, and you put a nice thing like, Jamie and E are my favorite people in the whole world. I wish they would come for dinner or something like that. Actually, if somebody writes exactly that, I will love you forever.
Okay.
I will love you forever. If everybody just takes a moment and does that, we will bump ourselves up in this algorithm and maybe perhaps bring this podcast to an even wider audience, because that is the goal. Get this LGBTQ love out there. These families are fucking beautiful and intentional. Damn it. You know, we'll see you next week. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in yet again. It's been a love one. A love fest.
It's been a love one.
It's been a love one.
I like
that. It's been a love one. What if we just talk like this for the rest of the week?
I think I'm just going to
talk like this. Eggs.
Ovaries.
Out. Out. Alan's like, shut the fuck up.
If these ovaries could talk, they would say, eggs, ovaries, out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.